High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. We spoke a little bit earlier to Stephen Goldberg, his chairperson at the CSO, talking about the security concerns and the incident in Cape Town. Beyond the security aspect, what has the reaction been? Michael Bagram is a South African politician. He's a Labour lawyer. He joins us this morning. Michael, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me on air. I appreciate it. Yes, the incident has been a bit of a wake-up call for Cape Town jury, but I think for jury in South Africa, that tells us we're not immune to the anti-Semitism that is basically around the world.
What's strange about it is there's almost a sense, I feel like we're being gaslighted. News 24 saying, no explosive thing. The Cape Town mayor sent me a message, sent us a message when we invited him onto the show to say, well, it hasn't been confirmed as an incident. And besides, I'm not the best person to talk about anti-Semitism in Cape Town. Well, actually, you are, because it's your city and you're responsible for the safety of all your residents. So obviously we're not, and I haven't seen any other political statements around it. So I'm concerned that whereas you and me and the CSO and a couple of other concerned citizens are worried about this or raising it, I don't know if it's getting any other traction.
Yeah, I think one of the big problems is the police themselves have denied that it was actually an incendiary device. Now, I'm obviously not an expert, and I haven't seen the device, so I can't tell you what it was, but the CSO assure us that it was an incendiary device, and it needs investigation. I also know that the cameras picked up activity, and they also picked up the car. So I'm hoping that there was an arrest. I'm not sure what the games are all about and why the police are now denying its existence. It was definitely something that was there. And the CSO assured us that it was a security breach. And we need some action taken. I know that the police did appear at the site. I know that the camera has been analyzed. It was a city-owned camera. So we've got to have that action. We've got to have it. I understand where the mayor's coming from and that, you know, it's not his remit, really. It's the police that have taken control of the situation. And they're sending out that message. This is the SAPS, the South African Police Force, which is national. They seem to be sending out a message saying we're overreacting and it's nothing. It remains to be seen what it was. Regardless of all that, the message that has to go out to the community is we must be aware. And the CSO have always said we might act as the eyes and ears of our community, which is understandable. And the reality also is that everyone in the country needs to know that all the Jewish installations have cameras. We've got big security, and if someone's going to do something like that, they're going to get caught. So it's not open season. So, and I think that message has gone out in any event to the whole of Cape Town,
right,
that every single shul, every single school, every single institution that belongs to the Jewish community is not only guarded, but we've got records of whoever comes and goes. That one, they're not going to get away with it, whether it's an incendiary device or not. Something was thrown into the building, and when it gets thrown into the building, we know who it is, and we will track them down.
As a politician and a member of the community, an active member of the community, what is your expectation from starting with your own party, the DA, looking at the other parties? What is the expectation around an incident like this? Am I being too self-absorbed and demanding to expect the political parties to stand up and condemn this?
Well, not at this stage. I think you are being a bit overzealous about it because, I mean, obviously where we stand within our own community, first of all, you must understand that within within the country, we have an enormous crime problem, and this actually led to nothing, nothing at all. Thankfully, it was an incendiary device that was thrown over a wall where no one was there. Nothing actually happened, and yet in the country we have having what's it, dozens of people being murdered every day, and nothing happens there. So we've got to be careful about demanding that they raise a hue and a cry for an incident that led to nothing. But you've got to be practical about it as well. SEPs are not taking it seriously, and I don't think it's up to any of the political parties to intervene in this. I mean, we have around the corner from us in Cape Town and Khayelitsha, I think we have something like 20 murders a day, and nothing's being done about that. So, you know, we've got to be careful about demanding enormous action. Now, what do you actually do? You've got anti-Semites out there who wish us ill and harm. How do you hunt them down?
Well, I think
what
that
they have done.
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Carry on your point, and then I'll come back to it.
I just wanted to say that they have got the city, in particular, have put cameras up there, knowing that it's a hotspot, and they've put cameras and they're monitoring those cameras, and they picked up the motor vehicle. So that's about what they can do. They can't actually have a policeman standing on every corner outside every shul. And that's why we have the CSO around the country. What we have had is we had immediate reaction. As soon as we reported it and as soon as that came to light, we had police there, we've had an investigation, we've had the camera footage. They seem to now think it wasn't an incendiary device, but they must share that information with us, and I think we are working on that.
So just a couple of concerns in what you're saying is that when you say that the, you know, what can the politicians do if the police aren't taking it particularly seriously? Well, that's really why we expect politicians to get involved, because if it raises a profile and the message of intolerance that we will not be allow hate and violence against any minority group in the country, then that message filters through to the police. If politicians shrug their shoulders, so to speak, and I'm not saying you're saying that they should, but I'm just taking it to the extreme. If they shrug their shoulders, then that's a very, very clear message to the police not to take it seriously. And then a message to the community that if you want to be safe, then the only way in which to do so is to provide your own security. Now, we've already done that, as you've said, with crime. Now we and of course, we've done that to a large extent with community organizations. But there's always been a very, very clear message that hatred, anti-Semitism, religious intolerance is not something that is acceptable in South Africa. You can criticize Israel, but you certainly can't be anti-Semitic. Throwing a device, whether it turns out to have been explosives or a fake device, is equally as bad because it's designed to terrorize or to test. And unless there is, as you've said, a zealous man, maybe I am zealous because I do feel strongly about this, unless there is a significant reaction to it, it will happen again. Not reacting gives them the confidence to increase and accelerate this type of behavior. The only way to stop it is to react to the smallest incident where there is a very, very clear sign that this is an attack on Jews. So I'm concerned that the approach that you seem to be more accepting of, and I'm not saying you accept it entirely, but more accepting of that, well, we have huge crime in the country, there's other things to deal with, politicians you know, are at the mercy of the police, so therefore we shouldn't be too demanding. I'm concerned that what that does is empower those who are bad actors to act more. Your thoughts?
Well, your thoughts are that you're absolutely wrong, in the sense that we haven't ignored it. We've taken it up as politicians. We've taken it up with all the authorities. That we've written our statements. We've taken it up completely. We're waiting for a proper investigation, which we will get, probably much quicker and much more effectively than any other community.
Right.
specifically because we're working within the ranks of the police, the investigative directorate here in Cape Town. We've sent out messages, public messages. We've gone public on everything. So no, we're not taking it lightly at all.
Right.
I mean, this is anti-Semitism at its worst.
Right.
And
absolutely.
We need to actually take it up, and we have taken it up. What I'm saying to you is, in terms of bringing it through to well, first of all, you can't take it to Parliament. Parliament's in recess.
Right.
But
right.
Bringing it through to Parliament will be taken up there. I mean, if not, I'll take it up myself question to the Minister of Police.
Yes.
As soon as we reconvene, but. The best time to do that is when we actually have a result of the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Was someone throwing dirt, a packet of dirt over the wall, or what was it? We didn't pick it up ourselves. The police came to fetch it and took it away. We need that investigation done. It will be done.
Right.
And it's been taken up with the city councillor who's in charge of this, J.P. Smith.
Right.
He has taken up, and he's undertaken to our community that he will do everything in his power to investigate this, get to the bottom of it, arrest the individual that threw it over the wall. Whether it was a packet of dirt or not is irrelevant, because you just can't do that. And I see this as anti-Semitism. It has to be that. Everyone knows in Cape Town, that's our building.
Absolutely. I do need to end it there. We are 4 minutes over, but it was so important and a great discussion. Michael Bagram, thank you, as always, South African political Labour lawyer.